Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We'll get to the music in just a second. We here at WQM want to hang out with you guys. And let you guys hang out with us. Margaritaville, Hollywood Beach, Wednesday, June 5th. We don't have lots of rooms. So you got to register now at WQM/contest for our Sports Steaks and Spirits Bash. That's WQM.com/contest. You'll have a chance to win a great swag bag. It's $150 worth of swag in there, plus lunch, drinks, and the chance to spend time with all of us here at WQM. The Big Dog, Dono and Frito, Hawk and Crowder, and myself will all be there. And Hawk and Crowder will be broadcasting live. Lunch starts at noon. We'll only have room for 20 winners and their guests. So register ASAP at WQAM.com/contest, happening at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood. It's at Margaritaville in Hollywood Beach. That is on June 5th, Wednesday, June 5th. You got to get to WQAM.com/contest right now to register to win.
Hey, going to be a lot of raunchy stories. Everybody have a few drinks to go on the air, man. With the,
that'll be interesting. Yeah, Hawk and Crowder live.
In the afternoon,
by the way, quickly. Time for a chance to win $1,000. 560 WQM's. Take Dono's dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. One of our favorite words. Text the word menu to 72881 and you're registered. That's menu. Do I have to spell it out? People don't know how to spell menu? M-E-N-U. Text that to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, next chance at the top of the hour. Next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text and Drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Menu. The 9
right.
O'clock hour code word.
Good stuff, Zach. Got it all caught up there. Almost. August 31st. The Rolling Stones are back on. Mick Jagger's got his heart working properly and stents in and everything else. So the Rolling Stones back on for August 31st, which right there at the end of
Labor Day weekend,
the end
man,
of preseason.
Yeah.
And Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, God bless all of them, man. They're still going strong.
August is a long time away, man.
You guys said that earlier this morning, man.
Put those guys in a bubble. Those are expensive tickets.
Yes, they are. And, man, there are going to be a lot of people coming from all over to see the Stones. Because they mean it this time. This is the last tour.
The last tour, sure.
This is. Now, we say it a lot. How many of these bands say this is the last tour? There's been a lot.
A lot. I think Kiss is now on another tour now. Yeah. That's it. The final one. This really is the final one.
But it's back on at Hard Rock. And yeah, that is going to be a hard ticket to get.
You can get it. You just got to pay a lot. Yeah. That's what it is.
So anyway, August 31st, Rolling Stones back. And hopefully Mick's got his energy back and feeling good.
Put him in a bubble, man.
Everything else.
It's only May 17th. Put him in a bubble.
Got to give it to them, man. They're still going. You know the amount of alcohol and drugs those guys have done.
A lot.
I don't think there's a drug from California to Hawaii to anywhere that those guys haven't.
No.
Not only tried, but probably
mastered.
Abused.
Keith Richards, man.
Yeah.
Keith Richards right up there.
And he's still.
Biggest party
guitar,
animal of all
still,
time.
That guitar's still playing, man. So yeah, he's got that going. By the way, we talked about this before here in the 9 o'clock hour. Now I'm curious about this.
The poll. I knew it.
I want to know.
Couple hundred votes, by the way, on the poll.
How many grown-ass men.
Or women. Could be women.
Pee in a pool. I'm guessing it's mostly going to be men.
Yeah,
here,
I'm just saying.
What do we got coming in?
All right. The question was, do you pee in the pool or the hot tub? A couple hundred votes. 48% said no. 52% said yes. So more than half pee in the pool or hot tub.
All right.
You were shocked when me and Hollywood said that we
No, you guys said a really high percentage.
Yeah. Well, 52%. You're 52 more than
still.
Half. I mean, listen, every two people that come up to you, one's going to say I do.
I don't know.
Look at this room. Three of us got asked.
I just think people, even in an anonymous poll like that, are going to
honestly,
lie.
Do you really pee in the pool?
You haven't you?
I did a long time ago, but I think it has to do with location of the restroom, first of all. It's got to be come into play, right?
Like you pee in the ocean, right?
That's a given. Yeah. That's different. Completely different.
Okay.
I appreciate the fact that you're at least admitting and justifying why you've done it.
Not justifying anything. I haven't done
it.
We said
the bathroom's too far.
I know
which
one
it usually is, by the way.
I do know one thing. I have a pool and I don't pee in my own pool. I do know that. And I'm the only one to use.
I believe that.
I'm telling you.
You just never pee in there?
No, that's fine. It's his pool, though.
I'm telling you, I don't. Yeah. Like, I'm very open about most things, unless it's going to get me in hot water with. I don't pee in my own pool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The bathroom's close. Got one right there off the back. So, yeah, I don't.
Okay.
And I haven't in a long time. I can't
if you have people over,
time.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't ask him, like, hey, before you go in, don't pee in the pool.
They should have a sign up. Bathroom's close. Don't pee in my pool.
I haven't even had kids in that damn pool. It's just the two of us, man. It's a little different deal now, so we don't have.
You want Zach to come over?
No. Because I'll pee in it.
I don't want you guys doing this, but I will say this. You guys act like it just fits in. If you're taking that vitamin C packs or those multivitamins.
Can I read you
I can tell you the color of the urine changes a little bit.
56022 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Possibly the text of the year came in today.
That's big. That's big shoes.
Bleep yes, as Joe said. I had a handful of vitamins on an empty stomach plus three beers. Pool full of my wife's friends. And here comes a cloud of orange pee. Oh, my God, I couldn't hide it. Stomach full of vitamins,
I had
three beers,
oh,
wife's
bad.
Friends all around you, and here comes a cloud of orange
urine. Totally embarrassing to your wife.
Couldn't hide it.
No matter how big an idiot she already knows you are, that is, like, really, really bad.
How about this? 45-year-old black male, do not pee in the pool. Thank you. Another one, I pee in my wetsuit when I go scuba diving.
We didn't ask.
That wasn't the question, but thank you for sharing that with us. I don't pee in my pool, and if I catch you peeing in my pool, I'm going to whip your ass.
You can't do it in front of a crowd of people, though, like that other guy.
You got
to
find your
spot.
Like,
if you're going to do it in front of people, it has to be in the hot tub where there's bubbles.
Yeah.
First of all, you go in a hot tub and you pee in a hot tub. That's friggin' disrespectful, man. Hot tub's a completely different animal than the pool.
Why is that?
It's just completely different.
I peed in a hot tub, too.
You have?
Yeah.
You know, underneath the water, you're sweating, right?
Yeah, that's gross. That's all.
I don't know. You become. Gross. Have you noticed what you become the last few days, though? The
An
whole
expert?
Germ thing. Like, you're first of all, you're weird about putting paper all over the toilet seat because you don't want. You're afraid your butt. Something's gonna happen to your butt if it's on the actual toilet seat. So you put stuff on there. You're the guy that gets everything plugged up because you put the towels. And when you get up, they go in there and they plug up the damn. About once every, couple weeks around here, we're plugged up in all the toilets.
Three times
because idiots like you put so many of those towels for your hands around it.
Can you stop? I haven't used it in months.
You're a different dude, man.
I'm going to read more texts. I can't. The Hollywood thing is just something special. If you don't know Hollywood, you just don't realize how special he is. He's just special. That's it.
I don't feel very special, but no.
You're
not very special. You're not very special.
I use the pool and hot tub in my building all the time. I'm not afraid of the germs in there.
You're talking about germs. And
but I was telling you, like, in the hot tub, you said it's a special place or a sacred place, whatever you said. Like,
yesterday I was doing something. I actually thought of your comment about germs yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not getting like this. Mm-hmm. I get that there's germs everywhere. Hotel rooms, bathrooms. Yeah. I get it.
Well, now I'm starting to feel special. You think of me outside of the show.
Not much.
That's weird.
Not much.
That's weird, Joe.
You do some. That works for me.
Yeah, he did. He admitted it.
He did mention that, yes.
Here's another one. My wife is worse than me at peeing in the pool. Wow. Hope your wife's not listening.
That's weird. Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to tell if a guy's peeing in your pool all day is if he's drinking beer all day and he never gets out of the pool.
No, that's a given.
That happens. He's peeing.
I got two brother-in-laws that can flat out... I've talked about John and Jamie. They drink large amounts of beer, cases, during the course of a day.
They don't get out of that pool, that's it.
And if they're in that pool too long, I'm like, hey, don't be afraid to get out and use this restroom over here, boys.
Wait a minute, how about this? I have the sign up at my pool. Welcome to the Ool notice. Welcome to the Ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Let's have it that way. And let's keep it that way. That's well done.
They got a sign up?
It's got a sign up. It says, welcome to my Ool.
That's funny.
They have the blue locator that turns pee blue into the pool and it follows the peer around. I've seen it before. They have like the color dye. If you pee in the pool, like a blue streak will follow you. That's embarrassing. That's worse than the vitamins.
Well, that would solve the problem because no one would do it anymore.
No, you would never do
that.
It
was happening.
No, there's guys that could care less or laughing and just think it's funny. No, there's guys that are clueless to the they don't have the embarrassment.
We pissed someone off. Hot tub is unacceptable, bro. That's way too small and close range from other bodies.
Agree.
At least in a pool, I'll get to water it down to percentage
greater
than 4 to 6 people in a hot tub.
Yeah. Totally
I actually agree with the guy. It is a weak move. It's an unacceptable move, but like it's warm, you're relaxed. You're not getting up.
Yes, you are. If you have any respect for the other people, the other couples they're in or you're drinking with, you
is it
you
more
don't do
respectable
that.
If you're the only one in the hot tub at that time? Like if there's three people in there, I won't pee in it.
First of all, if you're in there with your wife or your girlfriend, it's and you're peeing in there, in that little hot tub, it's bad enough when everybody goes to bed. Somebody goes out there and has sex in that damn thing.
Guy says the other sign is, I don't swim in your toilet, so don't pee in my pool.
Yeah, that one I've seen.
That one I
have seen a lot. Hey, by the way, we got Mike Florio. Get off this and get back to some football with.
Jesus, the U.S. Marine says they have a pee bottle next to the pool. You bring it in the pool and then pee in? Like, I don't understand that. I mean, if I'm going to get out of the pool, am I going to pee in a bottle? I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but maybe it's too far away, so you just use that, and then you don't have to go as far.
That's weird. I think it's
problem is location. You get lazy.
Of course.
Especially on vacation. That you want to know that restroom's close, and it's big, and you don't have to wait. That's especially when you got drinking, you got bars now, you walk up bars in the pools, and all that stuff that they have.
You going to ask Florio?
No, I'm not.
I'm curious where he stands on this. I think he says yes.
I'm going to leave Mike alone.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, it's Friday. It's ProFootballTalk.com. It's Mike Florio time here on the show. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Mike, we're doing great here. It's Friday, and nothing can mess up a Friday, the last hour of the show. You know how that is, right? You get towards the end, and you're taking a little time off on Saturday and Sunday now, aren't you?
No.
Really?
What? No,
I mean, I don't work as hard on Saturday and Sunday, but I haven't taken a day off since January 1, 2004.
What? Mike.
So you've now joined the National Football League, the league that never sleeps.
Yes.
Wow.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's not really work. I mean, I've had real jobs. I've had jobs where I would sit and stare at the clock on the wall and swear to God it was moving backward, right? I have had miserable jobs. I have had dirty jobs. I have had stressful jobs. And what I do is not a job. Like, for me, very rarely do I just turn off my laptop or my desktop and my phone and watch TV or watch a movie. I'll do it. You know, I'll take a few hours off on a Friday night and spend time with my wife. But, you know, just kind of hanging around the house, I'll have the laptop open and post a story and half hour later post another and half hour later post another. And, you know, we got a machine that needs to be fed. You got to keep shoveling coal into it or people are going to go somewhere else.
You're right. And speaking of it, stories like and kind of a surprise of all the guys that would get suspended for PEDs. I never had Patrick Peterson, one of the best cover corners in football, as one of those guys. That surprised you a little bit, had to.
Well, yeah, it did surprise me. And here's the thing. Based upon the report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, who is the NFL? You know, some people in the industry get freaked out when I point out that the people who work for NFL Media are taking a paycheck from the NFL. They're inherently conflicted because they are working for the league. But in situations like this, when they are reporting on details about why someone tested positive, why they're being suspended, number one, they're violating their own confidentiality policy. But number two, we have to assume they're accurate. So when Rappaport says that Peterson is suspended 6 games because he got 4 for having a PED in his sample and another 2 because because they found a masking agent in the sample. That tells me this guy tried to cheat. He got a masking agent that not only didn't work, but also was detected. So don't tell me, oh, he's responsible for what's in his body. Yes, because he deliberately, intentionally put it in his body because he chased it with a masking agent.
Right.
You know, these guys never get called out as cheaters because there's always some vague safe harbor they can float around in of, oh, well, I got a supplement at the GNC, and who knew that the only way I was going to look like the picture on the jar was if I took this stuff that secretly was full of steroids, right? So there's always this kind of plausible, oh, well, this isn't really who I am. Yes, it is. Your urine has outed yeah. you as who you are. You cheated. You tried to avoid being cheated, and you got caught.
Yep.
And here's what I wonder, because from time to time, the NFL will say the number of guys who are caught via the PED testing program proves that it's effective. Well, does it? Because for every guy that's caught, how many guys are there that are doing it that aren't caught? I don't know. I don't think anyone knows, but I think we have to assume that the success rate is not 100%.
Yeah, it was just a wild story when it came out, and Patrick Peterson at first was going to go against it and all that. Just take the suspension and move on. Like he said, it's time to move forward.
Well, no, but you have a right to appeal.
And now
the appeal process is truly independent. It's not judge, jury, and executioner like it used to be. But when you drop your appeal, what you're telling me is you did it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm
you
sorry.
Did it.
I
you
made
took a
mistake.
PED
yep.
and you took a masking agent to cover up the PED. And if you watch the video, I wasn't mad about it until I watched the video of him apologizing. It's a half-hearted, who really cares? Like, the only thing he's mad about is that it all came out on Thursday, the night of his gala, the night before his golf tournament. I mean, don't cheat and these things won't happen.
Right.
Very awkward.
Mike, what do you think about all the greatness going on with the Jets right now and Adam Gase and just the whole storyline up there? What the hell's going on up there?
Well, you know, what's been your reaction down there to the news that a division rival is now run completely by Adam Gase, and I think likely will be run completely by Adam Gase when they hire a GM?
Well, it's funny you said that because people look at his record and just are shocked that he's put himself in this situation because, Mike, that was the only head coaching job he was going to get. If it wasn't the Jets, he's going to have to go find a coordinator job somewhere. And now, all of a sudden, he got to the owner, and he is running the show. Hell, he made a trade as interim general manager already. So I think everybody is really shocked that he picked up so much power so quickly in New York after what he did here for 3 years.
Yeah, and he wasn't even the first choice to be the coach of the team. And look, I'm a firm believer in ripping the Band-Aid off in one motion and hiring a new GM and a new coach at the same time. If you're thinking about firing both, don't fire the coach, hire a new coach, and then fire the GM and hire a new one. You want a GM and the coach to be joined at the hip. You want whatever the structure, the top two people in the football operation need to be on the same page. And, you know, ideally you would say in New York, we want the best man for the job and whoever it's going to be. Well, no, because what if it's somebody who comes in and says, hey, this is a great job. I just want my own coach. You know, what happens is as guys work their way up the ranks, they develop friendships and relationships, and they have a short list of people they would want to hire as head coach. So unless you just coincidentally hire a GM who would have had Adam Gase at the top of his, this is who I would hire to be my head coach list, you're going to get a situation where the GM eventually tries to get his own coach in there. So it's better at this point for the Jets to just let Gase hire the GM. And I think Gase is ultimately going to run the show. Even if the GM has final say authority in his contract, I think Gase is still going to be the guy who's in charge. And now we see how long it lasts. I mean, I don't know, the over under 2.5 years. I don't know. I look, maybe with Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell and that defense, maybe they can turn this around. Maybe he can continue the work that he started in Miami, got to the playoffs the first year. But, you know, he's really operating on a very high wire with no net at this point.
Boy, and we've been saying the same thing. He's got himself in a situation he may like right now with a lot of power and authority, but he better win because he's known as a quarterback coach. You better get this guy playing at a high level. What about Le'Veon Bell and that relationship? It's now pretty clear, and I think very accurate. He didn't want him to start with.
No. See, I think Manish Mehta is the one who conflated this incorrectly. Not wanting to pay him what they paid him is different from not wanting him. And I believe that, well, I know that the news that was floating around out there that it was down to the Jets and the Ravens, and I think that was one that Ian Rappaport was pushing, that was just false. The Ravens never talked to Le'Veon Bell's agent, never communicated with Le'Veon Bell's agent, never made an offer. They were never in it. But the agent needed a second team to be perceived to be at the table to get the Jets to pay top dollar. And I believe Gase knew that the Ravens weren't in it, and I believe that Gase tried his damnedest to get people to realize that it was all phony, fake news BS, and they still paid Bell more than they had to pay Bell to get him. I think that's what he was upset about, and that may have been one of the catalysts for the ultimate change. So, you know, I think this is fixed very easily. I think Gase grabs Le'Veon Bell and says, look, man, this stuff that you saw in the paper, look, here's what went on. I thought we were paying too much because I knew what was really happening with the negotiations. And good for you and good for your agent that you got the deal. You got the deal. The deal's done. That's not going away now. Here's the reality. We're on the same team. And you want to do well. I want to do well. Let's work together and do well. And we move forward from here. And we try to be as successful. And, you know, prove me wrong. Prove that we didn't pay you too much. Prove that we paid you not enough. Go out there and gain 2,000 yards from scrimmage, and we make the playoffs, and off we go. I think it's very easy for Gase to fix it.
Mike, the other side of that for me, just being down here and being around Adam Gase, and I know you're close to him too, Landry, Jay Ajayi, and Ndamukong Suh. Combination of a little bit of everything in that group. And I just think he is a big culture guy, big locker room guy. He wants everybody. He'd rather have overachievers and stuff. And I think this guy turned him off as soon as Le'Veon Bell started skipping voluntary. I could just see somebody pulling out the hair they have left in the head coach up there.
Well, everybody's got their own strategy for dealing with losing their hair, and thank God I haven't had to come over the mine yet.
Me neither.
Gase's strategy is get a hat that's too small for his head and pull it down really, really far. Right?
Only when he's talking.
That's all he does
only
now.
When he talks,
It's, you know, it's like, dude, you know, you're still Vladimir Putin under there. You know that, right? So anyway, you're right. I mean, there's an approach to team building, and you know, I think everybody wants to copy what the Patriots have done, but the problem is you've got to get the lawnmower started before the lawnmower will run.
That's true.
And Gase tried to pull the ripcord as hard as he could in Miami, and it just ultimately didn't work. And that's going to be the challenge, getting enough guys on board who will do things the way the Patriots do them. I think that's why he was attracted to guys like Brandon Bolden and Danny Amendola. Let's bring some of these guys
that's
in.
Right. No question.
So these guys can see what it takes to be a successful team. It's not about how much money can I get. It's not about how famous am I. It's not about how many cars can I buy. It's about having a team that achieves more together than the individuals ever could achieve on their own. And again, it's not easy to do. You have to find the right people. You have to find the right players. And even though Gase says everyone's got a clean slate, you know, if he continues to be in charge of this team over the next couple of years, you're going to see a lot of guys who are not Gase guys who end up going elsewhere. And the question is, will ownership give him enough time to make it work? And the key is the quarterback. If Sam Darnold's a real deal and Gase can get the most out of him, then Gase is going to have the time to put the guys around him that he wants to have.
Let me just ask you one last thing. I'm going to put this whole Adam Gase New York Jet thing to bed. Father-in-law is linebacker coach for the New York Jets defense. Father-in-law also was a big reason the defensive coordinator spent a year out of football getting suspended. How in the hell is that going to work? And then the defensive coordinator hires this kid that nobody likes. How is that all going to play out with Adam on the offense and defense of a guy that you didn't actually hire yourself.
Yeah, I think that Gase at some level thinks that having that kind of everyone knows it's their dysfunction is good for business. That okay. Like it leads to it's genuine competition. You don't have to fake anything. It's going to be competition between offense and defense. And there's going to be a level of, I think he likes a level of agitation, an inherent level of agitation. Even though he wants a bunch of team guys, he doesn't want anyone to get comfortable. And I think if you have inherent discomfort in how your organization is structured, that keeps everyone focused, right? You know, when everything's going well, it's very easy to get soft, isn't it?
Yes.
But when you're constantly thinking, what's going on here? You know, I better get out of bed and get to work and bust my ass today so I'm not the one who loses out in this whatever it is that's going on. And it could be that culture is what caused Mike Maccagnan to get sucked out the exit door, that he's not wired to deal with having that kind of constant tension and turmoil and agitation. And Gase's belief may be the more of that stuff you have, the better you're going to be when it's time to go play a football game, which is nonstop tension and agitation. Yep. And frustration, because you got 11 guys trying to do one thing and you got 11 other guys trying to do the exact opposite.
Mike, as always, thanks for your time. But before we let you go, you got a pool at your house or no?
Yes.
You pee in the pool?
I don't go in the pool.
Okay. We just had a question here. Joe is just like, he is flabbergasted by the fact we had a poll question today. Do you pee in the pool or hot tub? And 51% said yes.
No, wait a minute. Somebody else's pool? Would I pee, like,
just in
pool?
General, just in general.
I would never pee in my own pool. It's okay. My pool.
Correct.
I mean, why do I mean, because if I'm going to pee in somebody's pool, I'm going to get out and leave. Like, yeah. I'm never getting in that pool again. There's Correct. No amount of chlorine that can address the fact that my urine
you,
is
Mike.
Floating around in the water.
Yep.
Great. Smart
so public
guys think
okay,
alike. Yeah.
Public okay.
No,
but
when I was a kid, like, when you're a dumb kid, like, yeah, you pee in the pool. I mean, who okay. doesn't? That's why they put all the chlorine in there. Otherwise, it's
right.
an open-air toilet.
You're right. That's a good point. Yeah. All right, just had to ask. Just
I'm surprised they don't
you.
Sprinkle. What are they putting out? Lime? They should put lime in the pool, too.
That's right. All right,
so
Mike. Thanks,
I've
Mike.
Never, I've never pooped in the pool.
No. That was not the question, and
no,
I was afraid
just,
to even
yeah.
ask that. I don't even want to know
Mike,
what the answers
Mike,
on that
Mike,
would be.
Yeah, you could stop now. Yeah. That's fine.
Hey,
I'm with you on
yeah,
that
but,
one.
Yeah, but listen, I have a pool. Actually, I have two pools. One, I have a hot tub that's actually a small pool that's above the other pool, and there's a waterfall effect. It's kind of a neat thing. I never go in it, though. Mm. It looks nice.
Yeah.
I like to go out there and say, boy, look how clean the pool is. I went in it not
what?
Once last year, and the year before it I was in twice. So I guess something's wrong with me.
I'm the only one who uses mine. My kids don't use the pool either. I'm the only one who goes in that every day.
Oh,
I
no,
like
everybody
pool.
Else uses the pool. My wife's in the pool. My kid's in the pool. I got nephews that come over and they're in the pool. And I'm just like, yeah, there's the pool. And
I'm glad to
I
see you're doing something with all that damn money you're
That's
making.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you, Mike. That's good
right.
to hear.
Actually, I pee in the pool from outside of the pool.
<There's>
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Since I don't go in it, who cares? See ya.
Bye-bye, Mike.
Mike Florio.
Got him on a roll today, boy.
I should have started the interview with that. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com brought
you
by
in your own pool,
Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, I want to say this real quickly before we forget and we get off the air. We got a big race tomorrow that a lot of people want to jump in. And that's right. The Preakness Stakes is tomorrow. And you know what happened in the Kentucky Derby. You're probably wondering who's going to be running. Want to get in on the odds. Whether you're a horse racing fan, casual, or hardcore, listen up, man. I got a great one for you. Whether you're already starting to look at odds and Bourbon War and Win-Win-Win or any of your other favorites out there, I got a great offer. And the best Preakness Stakes offer in the market for you is with TVG.com. You got to jump in on this. I got a great offer for you. I want to get to you before tomorrow so you can jump on this and get it all set up, not just for the horse racing, but horse racing all over the world, man. It's great. It's so much fun. Sit at your house and just watch it all. Put in some action. Download the TVG app today or go to tvg.com/Joe for this best Preakness Stakes offer we have. TVG will give you 40-1 odds on any horse with a maximum $5 bet. So you can win up to $200, and that's not all. TVG will also give you a money-back special if your horse finishes second or third in the Preakness Stakes. So it's a win-win either way you go, man. It's great stuff. Choose your winners and win big from the comfort of your own home. Tomorrow, have fun with it, man. And by the way, they can help you pick them before. So much fun. So let's get on this one. It's a lot. It's a great way to go. TVG.com really makes it easy. It's so easy to get to. Age and residency restrictions apply. Void where prohibited by law. See full terms and conditions at TVG.com/Joe.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're going to read some of your text messages coming up. 560-225-6022. Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. But before we get to that,
this would be a nice date night.
There you go.
I could actually use these tickets right now.
Well, you're not eligible, so it stinks for you. But everyone else who's listening is 800-227-0560. Caller 5 right now wins tickets to see Rascal Flatts with special guests Lee Bryce and more. It's May 23rd at the Coral Sky Amphitheater. If you don't win, great seats still available now at LiveNation.com. But caller number 5 right now, 800-227-0560, wins tickets to see Rascal Flatts, Lee Bryce, and more.
This is the first time we've been in on good concert tickets. They never, from the AM or from the FM stations downstairs, we never get this stuff.
Correct. Yeah, everyone else does.
We got a better chance to get invited to Century Village with some DJ out there playing the 60s.
Zog?
Music.
DJ Zog's out there?
No, he didn't do 60s. Oh. I said 60s music.
Oh, okay. I just thought,
man. Hey, by the way, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota West. Kendall Toyota text line 560-22. All right, update me on the poll.
I'm shocked. I'm surprised. We've had a couple hundred votes right now. We are deadlocked. 50-50 split right now. Do you pee in the pool or hot tub? At Joe Rose Show on Twitter. That is our poll question today. Legitimately a 50-50 deadlock right now.
You know what is amazing? A lot of people, like our pool, I can't tell you last time I've seen one of my kids or my wife in the pool. It's been years.
Like Florio said, he hasn't been in it in years.
And I feel like always when I was a little kid, there nobody had a pool where I was, except I had one aunt and uncle that had money, and they had the pool. But we had to call to be able to come over because the family's pretty good size. Mm. So sometimes, you know, like, all right, you can come over during the summer, right, when it's super hot in the good old Sacramento Valley. And I just said, someday, man, I'm going to get a pool, and I still love to get in my pool every day. Mm. Feel like I'm still 10 years old.
Pools are fun. Pee in the pool.
What do we got coming in?
All right, 560-22, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Joe, like Coach Gase, if you wanted a hat big enough to pull down over your eyes, you might have to get a circus tent. Oh, never old when you get a head joke in there. Someone said they get out of the pool to pee in the grass. First text that just came in.
But I could see that. Oh. I mean, you go in a – I'm not saying I have – I got this big backyard. I've been known to not go in the house and go around in the trees. Nobody can see. It's blocked off in the back, so nobody can see. And
you hurt the grass.
Water the yard a little bit.
This is not nice, but I'm going to read it anyway. You know who potties in the pool, Joe? Najee Davenport. Not nice. He'll never live that down, right?
No.
Ever? Okay. Especially down
still
here.
Still a very – I've seen him a couple times. It's a very weird, like, you still think of all the things he did in his career, and I think of that.
Yeah. Right. Best end to your Florida interview ever with the peeing in the pool stuff. Yeah, he got a little passionate about it. What did he ask about? A little passionate about the peeing
in the pool. His pool sounded like the perfect storm, though. Like, he has a hot tub with a waterfall.
Yeah, but if
you're not getting up out of that.
Yeah.
Plus, right. You have the motivation.
I do agree, though. Most guys will tell you that have a swimming pool, don't pee in their own pool.
Of course.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the question is, like, I was thinking about the pools, like, when our families all get together. I get together with my wife's family here. They're all from, live here in South Florida. And we get together, and we go to Lago Mar or someplace like that. I always sense you're looking, and people are there all day, and the pool is... And they're drinking a lot, and they're serving them. The bar guys are coming over, bringing them drinks.
Lobster red from being in that pool all day.
And I'm going, some of these guys, they don't get out. Some of them, especially kids, they're all peeing in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
It does cross my mind.
Laced with urine, of course. You guys are some real Nancys. I'm guessing he said meant to say pansies. Of course you pee in the pool. Who gets out to pee? Laugh out loud.
It makes you a pansy?
I guess so. I'm not a pansy.
Lost my man card, Dan.
Your man card is gone.
Can't be a germaphobe, Joe.
Nah, you're right. Someone said Hawk would only pee in the pool if Brady Quinn was in there also. Hawk's got a love affair with Brady Quinn, I guess. That's kind of weird.
I didn't know that.
It's a weird text. You know Channing would pee in the pool. If he would pee in his pants while playing, he'd definitely pee in the pool. Yes, correct.
That was very common, though. Guys peeing.
Peeing in their pants?
Especially on muddy games.
You ever pee in your pants? I
think it's happened to all of us.
No. I didn't ask if it's happened to all of us.
Oh, I know it's happened the other way.
What?
Exactly. I can remember playing in a muddy game and stomach's upset.
Did we just break news here?
It's not breaking news.
You pooped in your pants while you're playing?
I think there's been a lot of guys. We used to crack up with guys. Guys have.
What do you mean there's been a lot of guys? I've never seen anyone do that.
Not back then when I played. No, you would see. You didn't see it back then when they had 200 cameras, but guys get a little stomach flu out there.
More specifically, was it you ever?
Yes, I think I've had it happen a couple of times.
Okay.
It's going to happen from time to time.
I mean, Hollywood is stunned in the back.
What else you got?
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I don't know how he says it like, oh, it's all the time.
It happens all the time.
I have seen guys pee in their
You sounded like Hollywood for a second. Everyone does.
White uniforms, though.
I mean, if someone did that now, it would be like the lead story for the entire season.
Right.
No, you see guys running, sometimes running in the back, and I know where the restroom is right around that corner, so I know where they're going.
I'm an assistant director. I'm trying to go past this quick. I'm an assistant director for a Parks and Rec department. Just recently got my certified pool operator certification. Well, I didn't even know that's possible. I used to pee in the pool, but I don't anymore. Pee not that bad. Just need to adjust the chemicals a bit, and you're good. It's the Hershey squirts that really cause a nightmare. Yeah, I'd assume so.
But you're going to have that if you got a bunch of kids. You end up having one of those pools where a lot of families bring their kids and leave them in there all day. You're gonna get lots of ones and twos in that pool.
Yeah. Does the blue dye following you in the pool count as a sports-related injury?
No.
That's funny.
That is
That's funny. Joe, I don't pee in the pool, but I do have an occasion to bring a baby Ruth candy bar and drop it in the hotel pool and wait for the fun to start. Dolphin Mike. Dolphin Mike, a little bit of a sicko.
Can you imagine seeing that, though? You want to clear out a pool. You see a little log in that pool, and I don't care how much you've had to drink, you're out of that damn pool. That will ruin it. Maybe pee won't, but a log will.
Dude, peeing in the jacuzzi is just like whipping it out and aiming straight for the man next to you. Aim that thing at me, and you're catching an ass whooping. Okay. That's a man with some principle right there.
Hey, you be having a good mood, and you look over and go,
what are you doing,
really?
Bro? What are you doing, bro?
I'm going to kick your ass right now. You just ruined it.
I get out of the pool, and I'm in the same yard my dog does, and then I jump back in. This dog pees in the yard. He pees in the yard, and then he jumps back in the pool.
I got a dog that's got a quarter of an acre back there to
plenty of spots.
Anytime you need, it's all yours there, Rosie.
My wife was a swimmer all through college. She said guys and girls pee in the pool all the time during practice, the meets, everything.
You know, in those pools, they put so much chlorine in your eyes. Literally, you open them up.
That's the reason why.
Burn.
Someone goes, I love to pee in the hot tub. Feels great. God.
Really? You got anything outside of this?
Or no,
is this just
every
what
text
everything's
is
turned into?
Just think if someone stood on the edge of the pool and peed in it and you were sitting in the pool. Yeah, that's
if you go
good.
Back to the top, there's a bunch about Joe crapping himself.
Oh, there. Okay, I'm all the way at the bottom now. Ooh, man. Yeah, well, it says a gator pooped himself a few years ago during the game. Was that talking about Crowder?
No.
That might be the most bizarre story you've ever told, by the way.
Someone said, how gross. Joe pooped in his pants
insane.
While playing football.
So we're running off, and I was trying to hold it, and we're running off the field at halftime, and the field was muddy. So I tried to, like, get my uniform, like, fall down and, like a kid, get a little muddy and dirty.
You tried to mask it.
As I was going off the field at the Orange Bowl, one of my teammates goes, dude, because we had those white uniforms, and, you know, somebody go, did you crap your pants? I go, dude, I got the runs. Is it real bad? And they go, no, I mean, it's bad. So I'm going to change it halftime. So that's what happened.
Wow, I can't believe all these years I never heard that story. Oh, man.
You don't realize, like,
I don't. I would never.
Like, Shula flew stomach flu, you're still playing.
I know. You ever hear
of any Shula teams like, oh, he's sick today, won't be playing? Mm. You'd have every guy on your team ripping you. So, you know, you go, God, I'm going to this frigging game. I got the frigging stomach flu, man. I can't. It's going. See guys puke and
How about this one? Joe, did your recent house guest go into your pool? Don't you think he peed in the pool?
No, he didn't come in. He literally just wanted a bed.
Just nothing in the backyard?
He just wanted the bed. He just wanted a place to sleep.
Someone asked if you pee in the shower.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, let's not.
That's a whole other topic.
I don't. But listen.
You ever have like a photo finish, like you're driving home and you go back to your playing days and just let it go?
No. Are you kidding?
Someone asked do you think Michael Phelps ever peed in the pool? My guess is yes.
That'd be a great question to ask him.
If Michael Phelps ever is a guest on our show, I would ask.
That would be very funny.
That'd be my first
question. Nobody spent more time in a pool doing more laps at a very fast pace.
All right,
before
we get out of here, it's a couple days left in National Craft Beer Week, by the way.
Ooh.
And I know that me and you, we were there for the debut of it years ago of the Forget About It beer. That's the Funky Buddha Forget About It Red Ale.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
If you've never been to Funky Buddha, they have some of the best craft beers around. And Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza has that Forget About It beer, that red ale, which is really good.
One of the best beers you've ever had made for a restaurant chain.
Exact. Fiery red Italian-American ale crafted with a blend of European barley and English hops.
Just two before you pick up your pizzas and your chicken wing. Just two beers now. Don't drink any more.
And you know what Anthony says is a great pairing, by the way? I don't know about pairing wines and beers with food. The meatball and ricotta pizza with the Forget About It beer.
Did they really say that?
It's on the sheet.
That's a good one.
Unbelievable.
So those guys are back there making all those pizzas, and I always go, hey, my man, I'm getting extra meatballs, but don't be afraid to throw a couple extra on.
That's right.
And they just look at you like they haven't heard that before.
Of course. You know what I tell them also, by the way? If you get the wings there, they come with those onions on top. We always talk about those onions. I tell them to burn the onions a little bit. Make them a little bit well done for me.
Yeah, you got
to
get like out there. That's
meatball ricotta, stuff. Wings, ribs, you name it. Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza is going to help with them. And a couple days left for National Craft Beer Week. Go enjoy it at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. The Funky Buddha Forget About It Red Ale pairs well with the meatball ricotta pizza. Who knew? I don't know anything about that stuff, but I'm glad now because I'm going tonight to get it. All right, have a good weekend, everybody. Dono not here today. Greg Likens sitting in for Dono. So Likens and Frito coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.